In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and received adoption, look graciously upon your sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The announcements for this weekend. In September and October, we'll be rekeying our campus. This includes doing an inventory of all electronic key fobs. If you have a key fob for a parish door, please contact the parish office. All unaccounted for fobs will be deactivated on September 14th. Registration for our religious education classes is available on our website. Classes are available for parish children, pre-K through 8th grade, and will begin September 9th. Also beginning September 9th, the Moms Group and Youth Group will resume. See the online bulletin newsletter or call the parish office for more information. A Mass for Michael Mass will be celebrated at 6 p.m. on September 29th. After Mass, all those who attend will be given a tour of the interior of the church building. The raffle winner will also be drawn at that time. Tickets for the Michael Mass raffle are available after Mass today at the cafeteria window or in the parish office through the week. Tickets are $50. A digital worship aid for today's Mass is available on our parish app or on the front page of our website. And now let us turn to our Lord and bring our prayers before Him. We pray for our national and world leaders that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our church leaders that God will grant them courage and wisdom to minister to the separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for families that this time may be a source of joy and a wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for students that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all the sick, those suffering from this epidemic, and for those members of our community that are sick, that the Lord may heal them and comfort them and their families. We pray to the Lord. And we pray for all who have died recently, especially Gordon Papke. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Now let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our prayer of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your constant blessings you bestow upon our parish. Be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your graces to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. St. Michael, be archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.